This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. As violence between Israel and Palestine enters its second week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called on Hamas and other militant groups in Gaza to end rocket attacks against Israel immediately. Blinken also said Monday that while Israel has a right to defend itself, it has a burden to avoid civilian casualties. The U.S.'s top diplomat said the United States has been working intensively behind the scenes to try to bring an end to the violence. He had phone calls Sunday with his counterparts in Egypt, Qatar, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and France. Meanwhile, Israel pummeled Gaza City with airstrikes during the early morning hours. The Israeli military saying targets included tunnels used by Hamas and several commanders' homes. Sunday, Israeli jet fighters flattened three buildings and killed at least 42 people. Hamas launched rockets from civilian areas in Gaza toward Israeli civilian areas Sunday morning. Since the fighting began 1 week ago, at least 197 Palestinians have been killed, including at least 58 children, according to Gaza's health ministry. At least 10 Israelis have been killed in the rocket attacks, including a six-year-old. Blinken is in Denmark for talks Monday about economic security and climate issues. The top diplomat will also discuss the Biden administration's ongoing push to boost ties with U.S. allies. Monday, he met with Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen, Queen Margrethe II, and was scheduled to tour a quantum materials lab at the University of Copenhagen. After Denmark, Blinken heads to Reykjavik, Iceland, where he will take part in the Arctic Council ministerial meeting. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. This is VOA.